आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम्। शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः।
Completing the Vedanta course also, sometimes Maya disturbs, it eludes. We are not able to understand Maya completely. So Shankaracharya has written three verses here on Maya. And first he says, it's the name is Abhyakta Namani, it is unmanifest. And we have seen the other names also. Vasana, Maya, Abhidya, Prakriti, Trigun, these are all names of Bandhan, bondage, it's all the name of Maya, Abhyakta Namani. Paramesha Shakti, is the Shakti, it's the power of Param Ease, the Brahman. In Tattva Bodh we have studied Brahmasraya Maya, the Shakti. Why it is Shakti? Because for creation Shakti is required, for projection also Shakti is required. We always say it is no creation, it is projection only. Even if you want to project your 5-year plan, still you need Shakti to project. Projection. And for the sustenance of the whole world, Shakti is required. For the dissolution also, Shakti is required. So it is Paramesh Shakti. Then Anadi. Anadi, there are 6 Anadis we have seen. Brahman, Jiva, Ishwar, Avidya, Maya, and the difference between Jiva and Ishwar. Brahman is anadi and anant. There is no end. There is no dissolution of Brahman. Rest 5, they have got end. With the knowledge of the self, jivatva, ishwaratva, maya, avidya, and the difference between jiva and ishwar will end. But Brahman will never end. Anadi, avidya. Avidya is ignorance. And Maya, it is said, Maya never stands inquiry. The moment you try to inquire, Maya is not there. Vichar na sahiyate. How is that? Trigunatmika. And it is in the form of trigun. Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. Maya has Trigun? No. Maya is Trigun. Trigun is Maya. Para. Para means it is beyond gross and subtle. First is unmanifest. That is called Para. From that Para comes the effect. What are the effects? First it comes Tanmatra. Subtle gross elements, and after that comes the gross elements. So subtle gross elements and gross 5 elements are apara. What is para? The cause of both is called para. Karya numeya. If you want, ask me, show me sattva rajas tamas. We can't show. But we can show you the effect. In the world you will find sattva people, good people, goodness is there. You will find activity that represents rajas. You will find inertia, that is tamas. Seeing the effect, you have to infer that the cause also has got sattva, rajas and tamas. Got it? When we see the effect in the world, what is the world? What is the effect of Maya? In this world, we find goodness is there, activity is there, inertia is there. Therefore, these 3 guna must be in the cause also. What is the cause? Maya. Karya numeya, by inference you draw. And what is the praman called for the karya numeya? Praman, 6 pramans. 1 praman is arthapatti. What is arthapatti? You have seen the roads are wet, but you have not seen raining. That means you infer it must have rained. Similarly, karya numeya, seeing the effect in the world, we infer in the cause itself those sattva, rajas, tamas are there. Karya numeya, sudhi eiva maya. Who can understand? Sudhi. Dhi means buddhi. Su means sushtu buddhi, subtle buddhi, pure buddhi. He can understand. Maya. Yaya jagat sarma idam prasuyate. Yaya, by that whole jagat is prasuyate, it delivers, it creates. Whole jagat. And we have already seen with the 5 subtle elements and with the 5 gross elements, my pind, my body, and the whole world. Whole world includes all 14 lokas are made of these 5 great elements. Since all these great five elements are changing and perishable. Therefore, anything which is made of five great elements, both subtle and gross, is changing and perishable. Therefore, all lokas one day will perish. Jagat sarvidam prasuyate. In Bhagavad Gita also, Lord says, maya adyachena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. Char and achar, movable or immovable. Everything is created by that prakriti, that maya. Then he tells us, now inquire, what is this maya? This you have to contemplate again, again and again. I am doing it third time for you. It says, sat napi. It is not sat. What is the definition of sat? Which exists in three periods of time. This whole creation is not there in three periods of time. It was not there earlier, and after dissolution it will not be there. It is only in one limited period of time. Therefore, we cannot call it sat. Can we call it asat? It is not there, not existent at all? No, it is there. We can't say. So we can't define this world as sat or as asat or ubhayatmika, the combination of both. No. Can we say it is bhinna, different from Brahman? Or abhinna, one with Brahman? Bhinna with Brahman? We cannot say, because sat is Brahman. Anything other than sat is asat. The moment I say the maya is different from Brahman, it becomes asat. Non-existing, not acceptable. It is existing. We are seeing the effect. Abhinna, it is one with the Brahman, then you will never be able to get the Brahman, pure Brahman. It will be always Mayavala Brahman. Therefore, it is not bhinna, different, not different. We can't describe. Can it be combination of bhinna and abhinna together? No. He said, okay. Sangha. Is it with the limbs and the parts? Or ananga, without parts? Or the combination of both? That is also very difficult. If you say with sangha, immediately seeker will ask, show me his head. Maya ka head dikhao. It's not with the anga. But it has covered. It has covered Brahman. Can it cover Brahman? No, it cannot cover, because Brahman is infinite. It is more than 10 ungals, Purushottam says. It's greater than 10 ungals from the maya. In Gita says, it's only one portion of the Brahman is, Jagat is there. But the fact is, we don't know. It has definitely covered. If it is without part, then how it has covered? Our own experience shows that we have got the Atman and Brahman, we don't know. Who has covered? So we can't say it is without parts also. With parts also I can't say, without parts also. Therefore, Mahadbhuta, Mahadbhuta. You see the effect, but you can't explain the cause. Therefore, Adbhut. When a magician shows you magic, you see the effect, but you are not able to find, Arey, kaise ho gaya? Adbhut, wonder. Anirvichananya Rupa, cannot be described. Very good. It is not sat, neither asat, or the combination of both. భిన్న, డిఫరెంట్, అభిన్న, నాట్ డిఫరెంట్ ఆర్ ద కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ టూ, వీ కాంట్ డిస్క్రైబ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ విత్ పార్ట్స్, ఇట్ ఈస్ వితౌట్ పార్ట్స్ ఆర్ కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ టూ, వీ కాంట్ డిస్క్రైబ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అనర్వచనీయ, కెనాట్ బి డిస్క్రైబ్డ్. మహా అద్భుత, వీ ఆర్ సీయింగ్ ద ఎఫెక్ట్ బట్ వీ కాంట్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ద కాజ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ మహా అద్భుత. బట్ దిస్ కెన్ బి డిస్ట్రాయిడ్. హౌ? యు సీ, ఇన్ ద త్రిగుణ్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్, ఇన్ ద మాయా ఇట్సెల్ఫ్, దేర్ ఈస్ ద బైండింగ్ ఎఫెక్ట్, దేర్ ఇస్ బైండింగ్ పవర్, అండ్ యూ కెన్ ఆల్సో గెట్ లిబరేషన్ ఆల్సో. రజస్ అండ్ తమస్ బైండ్స్ యూ, అండ్ ద సత్వగుణ్ విల్ హెల్ప్ యూ టు కమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్. సో బోత్ ఆర్ దియర్. శుద్ధ అద్వయ బ్రహ్మ విబోధ నాస్యా, ఇట్ కెన్ బి రిమూవ్డ్. హౌ? విబోధ. విబోధ మీన్స్ బోధ్ మీన్స్ విబోధ్ మీన్స్ విశేష నాలెడ్జ్. నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ వాట్? నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్, నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ సెల్ఫ్. హౌ దట్ బ్రహ్మన్? శుద్ధ అద్వయ, టూ అడ్జెక్టివ్స్ గివెన్ టు బ్రహ్మన్. దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ శుద్ధ, ప్యూర్, అద్వయ, నాన్ డ్యువల్. వాట్ ఆర్ ద ఇంప్యూరిటీస్? హూ గివ్స్ అస్ ద ఇంప్యూరిటీస్? మాయా. విదౌట్ మాయా బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ శుద్ధ అద్వయ, నాన్ డ్యువల్. What will happen if there is two Brahman? It will become limited. Anything which is limited becomes drishya. It is seen. And anything which is seen is changing, perishable, and ultimately not there, asat. So there cannot be two Brahman, only one Brahman. Suddha dvaya brahma vibodhanasya sarpa brahma rajju vivekato yatha. He gives an example of sarpa. You are seeing a snake on the 10th floor of your downtown apartment. You are frightened. But if the snake charmer is there, he is not frightened. He will be happy. Ek aur mil gaya. The snake is only a projection. It's not that everybody is seeing snake. It's only my projection that I am seeing snake. And a snake charmer will go and run to grab it because there is a rag. And that rag creates pravritti. You go and try to get it. I am frightened. There is a dvesha. I run away. Same snake. One person likes, there is a rag. He likes. I don't like, dislike. The person who likes, he runs to grab it, pravritti. And the person who doesn't like, nivritti. Now tell me, snake has got power or not? It has got the power. Power of likes and dislike, power of pravritti and nivritti. It is giving sukh and dukh. Is it sat or asat? Apply the formula given in the earlier verse on the snake. Is the snake sat there for 3 periods of time? No. Is it not there? No, it is there. I am affected. There is a pravritti nivritti. There is a rag dvesha is coming. It is there. I can't say it is sat. I can't say it is asat. Is it different from the rope? Bhinna? If you say yes, bhinna, then there are two things. Both are present there. Rope and snake both. But that is not fact. It is abhinna. Only snake is there, then rope is not there. If it is bhinna, different, then two things are there. Both rope and snake. That is not fact. If you say abhinna, that was only snake is there, rope is not there. That is also not acceptable. It is with anga. Describe that snake. Ananga, without parts. Has it covered the whole rope? Can't say. Sarpa Brahmo Rajju Vivekato Yatha. Then it is said, Rajastamasattvamiti Prasiddha. Prasiddha, it is known, well known by three gunas. Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. We have already seen what is Sattva. Goodness is there. Rajas and Tamas. Activity is there. Inertia is there. Gunastadiya pratitai svakaryai. And it is distinguished by its karya. By its effect, it is known. So we have to see Maya from three standpoints. I have already said. From the standpoint of Brahman, there is no Maya. There is no creation. Ask the rope, have you created the snake? Answer will be no. I have not created. Ask the Brahman, have you created the whole world? Have you projected the whole world? Answer is no. From the standpoint of Maya, anirvachaniya, indescribable. The Maya word itself says ya, ma, sa, maya. And in the Sanskrit, ma means no. Jo nahi hai, that is maya. That which is not there is maya. Therefore, anirvachaniya rupa. And from the standpoint of commoners, it is a sakti, devi sakti. We worship that sakti also, devi sakti. Why it is sakti? Because it is giving me likes and dislikes. It makes me pravritti and nivritti. Therefore it is sakti. So when you have to describe Maya, you have to describe it from the three standpoints. Then you will come to know about the Maya. Now, Rajoguna, nature and effect. First, Shankaracharya is taking Rajoguna. We have seen there are three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. First he will take rajogun, then he will take tamogun, and last he will take sattogun. Because by sattogun, by jnan, you can come out. Rajogun and tamogun, they bind. Tamogun will cover the truth and rajogun will project.
Vikshepashakti rajasakriyatmika.
Vikshepashakti rajasakriyatmika.
Yata prabhriti prasrita purani.
Yata prabhriti prasrita purani.
Raga dayosya prabhavanti nityam.
Raga dayosya prabhavanti nityam.
Dukha dayo ye manaso vikara.
Dukha dayo ye manaso vikara.
Vikshepa shakti rajasa kriyatmika. Yata pravritti prasrita purani. Raga dayosya prabhavanti nityam. Dukha dayo ye manaso vikara.
Vichep sakti rajasa kriyatmika. Vichep sakti, projecting power. Projecting power. Rajasa, of the rajas. So rajogun gives the vichep sakti. Kriyatmika, and it is of the nature of activity. Vichep comes from the dhatu chip, Chip means to throw. Like saram chipami, I am throwing an arrow. Balaka kundukam chipami, balaka kundukam. Kundukam is the ball. Chipami. It comes from the chip dhatu. Then missile, what is the Hindi of missile? Prachepastra. Chip, again the chip is coming. Missile is thrown. Prachepastra. It is astra. What is astra? There are two words, astra and sastra. Astra means which is thrown, and sastra remains in your hand. Bow and arrow. Bow is sastra, it remains in your hand. And arrow, astra. Sword is a sastra, it remains in your hand. So, vichhe prasakti rajasa kriyatmikaha. So when the rajogun is predominant, it's never you will find the rajogun 100% rajogun. Three guna will always be together. Therefore, they are called yog maya. So how will I determine the rajogun has come? In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, rajastamascha vibhuya sattam bhavati bharata rajasattam tamascheiva tamasattam rajastatha. Rajastama abhibhuya. When the rajas and tamas are subdued, that means sattva has come up. Out of three guna, one has to be predominant. Suppose the rajas has become 51%, 81%, 90%. That means rajas and tamas has subdued. Similarly, rajas sattam tamas chaiva, when the rajas and sattam are subdued, that means tamas has grown. Similarly, tama sattam rajas tatha, when tama and sattva are subdued, rajas has grown. So, predominance of the rajogun. Yata pravritti prasita purani. You must have heard this line. Chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita is there. Tat tata padam tat parimartigabdam yasmin gatana nivartanti bhuya tameva chadyam purusam prapadde yata pravritti prasada purani. Then after that, don't start saying nirmana moha jitanga dona. No. Shankaracharya has taken this line from there. What is this yata? From which pravritti? Pravritti means activity. Prasita has flown. Purani, purani means initial. The activity has started from there. First activity started from the rajogun. It's not the activity at the physical level. It includes the activity at your mind also. All our moods of mind depends on sattva, rajas and tamas. Raga adaya asya prabhavanti nityam. Raga adaya, rag means attachment, likes, adi, adi means, now you can say, this like, raga dvesa. Raga adaya asya, from this prabhavanti are produced nityam continuously. Continuously. There is a projection, some people like it, some people don't like it. Rag, dvesh, pravritti, nivritti. Continuously it is happening there. Rag adhesa. So what is the final result of vichhep sakti rajogun? What is the end result? The end result is said, dukkhadaya ye manasa vikara. Dukkhadaya. Dukkha. Rajogun will give you dukkha. If dukkha comes in your life, who is responsible? Rajogun is responsible. Rajogun is responsible for your dukkha. Dukkhada. Ye manasa, which of mind, vikara, modification. So from that, the mental modification also happens. Manasa vikara also will come. So they are all rajasic and not sattvic. Sorrow comes, be sure. Shankaracharya said, Rajas is the cause. And in BMI chart, we have already seen, what is the cause of sorrow? Whole anatma vastu. And whole anatma is created by Raju and Tamogun. With the Satogun, we can come out of it. But sometimes the sorrow sometimes don't manifest immediately. Doctors say, no, if you have got the cancer, the pain will start at the fourth stage. Sorrow will come at the fourth stage. Uske pehle pata nahi lagta hai. But that is also manifestation of Rajogun. What happens when the Tamogun comes? Yawning. Tamogun. Or the head dropping. Ask you, what is happening? Acharya, you don't know the law of gravitation? It is pulling my head. It is being pulled by the law of gravitation. Tamogun. In Rajogun there is movement. In Tamogun there is no movement. It covers. Now he explains the thought modification in the mind. What happens in the mind?
Kama krodha lobha dambhadya suya.
Kama krodha lobha dambhadya suya.
Ahankarir shamat saradhyastu ghora.
Ahankareshyamitasaradhyastu ghora.
Dharmaye te rajasapum pravrittihi.
Dharmaye te rajasapum pravritti.
Yasmadesha tadrajo bandhahetu.
Yasmadesha tadrajo bandhahetu.
Kama krodho lobha dambhadya suya. Ahankaresha matsaradhyastu
ghora.
Dharmayete rajasapum pravrittihi. Yasmadesha tadrajo bandhahetu.
Now Shankaracharya is enumerating the different types of thought modification which happens in our mind. These are all because of Rajogun. All activities because of Rajogun. Desire. When the desire, the quietude of mind, the calmness of the mind is gone. The mind is agitated. And if you meditate on that desire, then it becomes irresistible desire. It will force you to act at the body level. Suppose your desire is not fulfilled. What will come? Krodha. Second is krodha. The intensity of krodha will depend on the intensity of the desire. If the desire is very intense, the krodha will be also very intense. Krodha. If desire is fulfilled, what will happen? Lobha will come. Kama, krodha, lobha. Buy a lottery ticket and by God's grace if you get it, the rest of the life you will again buy. Lobha. Dambha. Dambha, show off. One Mahatma says the best example is the children going to the school. When they are going, they are smiling. But inside they don't want to go. Dambha. Air hostess. When they are serving, they are smiling. But inside, they don't want to serve. Dambha. Asuya. Seeing fault in everybody. Asuya. It's all activity. There are many people, they always try to find out fault. They will meet somebody and after that they will discuss. See, these are faults. They don't see the guna, but they see the faults. One person, a mission member, a committee member, wrote a letter to Guruji about the rest of the committee members. And he pointed out all the faults in each and every one. Guruji replied to him, "Did you not find any good thing in them? You have written me a letter about the rest of the committee members, giving their all shortcomings, dosa. But Lord says, Sraddhavanto anusuyante muchyante tepi karmibhi. But those people who do not find fault in my teaching, they also get liberated. Therefore, we should never try to find out faults anywhere. If that becomes habit, you will try to find out fault of the Lord also in Bhagavad Gita. Lord has not considered this." You see, if we are in the same field, Matsya, then the jealousy will happen. Who will be president of America? If we are not interested, we are not jealous. Is it, sir? Whether Mr. Trump will come or Mrs. Clinton will come, ko kya hai? No jealousy. But we are in the same trade, then it can happen. Guruji said, he gives the example, beautiful example. When I was getting sannyas, there was no matsar, no jealousy anywhere. Nobody is interested in sannyas. But suppose if somebody presents me a BMW car on my sannyas, many people will be jealous. Somebody will come and puncture the car also. Jealousy. Matsar. You see, the beggar has got a jealousy with another beggar. Both of them have got nothing. But jealous of Tata and Birla. They are not jealous of Tata and Birla. The beggar is jealous of other beggar. Very good. So seeing the guna, seeing the effect, we try to find out the cause. Earlier we have seen, if you ask anybody, show me sattva, rajas and tamas, we can't show. But seeing the effect in the projected world, we can say the cause also has got this thing. Same thing the doctors also do. Whenever you visit a doctor, they will ask you, ye hai, ye hai, ye hai, ye hai, that. They will diagnose this is. Suppose they are not able to diagnose, then we will say this is GOK virus. What is GOK? God only knows virus. Viral fever hai. GOK. God only knows this fever. In Drigdadishya Vivek, we have seen this verse, sakti dvam hi mayaya vichhep avritti rupakam vichhep sakti lingadi brahmandantam jagat srijet. It was said there were two power. One is the avaran sakti, another is projecting. Vichhep sakti and avaran sakti. First the avaran sakti covers, then the vichhep sakti acts. First it is veiled, then it is projected. Outside the Brahman is veiled. I can't see Brahman. And all Naam Roop has come, projected. Inside me, Atman is veiled, covered, and projected this body. So Vichep Sakti has created Lingadi Brahmandatam. Lingadi, subtle body. Starting from the subtle body to Brahmand. All 14 lokas are created by that. What is its nature? Its nature is, it will disturb your mind. And already we have seen, ultimate result is dukkha. Dukkha will come. So now this can be of the two types. Vichep Sakti can be of two types. It is activity. It can be negative or positive. Negative will agitate your mind and positive will make you dynamic. We always say, this Swamiji, this Acharya is very dynamic. That is positive. But the negative, agitated, mind agitated. How? Kaam, krodh, lobh, mad, matsarya. All they agitate our mind. We find a beautiful two verses in Bhagavad Gita showing us the negative part of this Rajoguna. Arjuna asks, athakena prayuktoyam papam charitam purusa anichinna pivarsneha baladiva niyojita. I know this is not good. I know to do this is pap, is sin. I don't want to do it. But somebody forces me to do it and I do it. What is that? Each one of us is good, what is bad. But the actual time when comes, we all say, yehi kar lete hain. We all take shortcut, knowing fully well. Arjuna asked, Lord, tell me, what is the cause of this? I know, I have got the intellect, I can judge. This is not good, this is right, this is wrong. But still I do something wrong. Papam charita purusa. Lord says, kaam esa, krodh esa, rajogun samudbhava. La. Answer is rajogun. That has prompted kaam esa, krodh esa. Kamana comes. Because of your desire. Mahasano mahapapma vidheyanam evarinam. This is your satru, enemy. Know it, be careful. The moment desire comes, no. The last point which is going to come is the dukkha ultimately. Then this matsar, irsya, dvesh, they are all brother and sister. How? Matsar. Matta sarati iti matsar. Matta sarati means someone is going ahead of me. This you will find not here in India. If you are driving and somebody is overtaking you, the driver will see, that look is matsar. Oh, you are overtaking me? Matsar. But here, there are different names. People are concerned with their name. There is no matsar, but in India you will find matsar. So if there is a healthy competition, there is no problem. When it is not healthy, you try to pull that person down. Why is he progressing? Then there comes envy. Envy comes. If you don't check at that time, then the dvesh will come. If you don't check the dvesh at that time, hinsa will come. First we will be baad vivad, arguments. Then after some time you will find that you have got no control on your hands and legs. Physical shuru ho gaya. So all starts from the rajogun. So therefore, the cause of hinsa is rajogun. Matsar, irsa, hinsa, dvesh, all one after. In rajogun, most of the time it makes you to do something which is not right. Adharma. In Bhagavad Gita just now we saw, no? Rajogun forces us for doing pap karma. So this way adharma increases. When adharma increases, what happens then? Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bhavata. Then adharma when grija, Lord has to come to set right that adharma. And know that dharma is not like a pillar. Ye Hindu dharma hai, mission is Hindu dharma. No. Where is that dharma? It is inside. So you have to change from inside. If they don't change, Lord Krishna tried to change the Kaurava, gave him many times chances. Many times he wanted to compromise. Itna de do. Gurudev used to say, acha, 5 flat de do. You are supposed to give me my kingdom. Okay, you give me 5 villages. Rest of the Hastinapur you keep. Okay. 5 gaon nahi doge, chalo 5 multi-story mein 5 flat de do. There was no flat system. This is Gurudev. So Krishna is arguing, are 5 flat de do ek jagah ek building mein. Anything. Then Lord has to take action. How to remove that adharma? Pehle samjha do, samajh gaya theek hai, nahi samjha to adharma, you have to remove it. Dharma ete rajsa pum pravritti yasmat tad rajogun bandh hetu. Pum means jiva. All activities are because of the rajogun. And how? It is that dharma ete rajasapum pravitti. Pravitti means activity. This is the dharma of rajogun. And yasmat tad rajogun bandha hetu. And it is the cause of bandha. Therefore, Shankaracharya is suggesting to all the seekers, don't too much talk, wander, aimlessly, roam around. Control your rajoguna. Increase your sattoguna. When you subdue your rajo and tama, what will happen? Sattva will increase. Sattva will increase. So we have seen the rajoguna of Maya. The next class will take Tamo. And then Sattva. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.